today on the Southern California Real Estate Report, we have a coronavirus update. Stay tuned.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Southern California Real Estate Report. Coming to you live today from San Diego, California. So what's on everyone's mind right now?
It's a really weird time, and I know this is repetitive in so many ways, but the information that comes out is just, it's new constantly. And obviously we're talking about COVID-19 or the coronavirus, whatever way you want to put it. But you know, we want to talk about how this is affecting the real estate industry today and just some basic topics like how.
I think what Danielle went through is, you know, we just collectively in the office have been following some of the bigger organizations, NAOP,
BizDown,
BizNow, things like that, that, you know, how are property managers going to handle this and how are real estate owners going to handle this going forward? It's a pretty important topic. I think that there's a lot of rich content that we have based on some of the things that we've heard in the last, 48 hours.
Exactly.
We're obviously experiencing things in the office now.
We're getting it. And
a
that's...
steady flow of, hey, I've lost my job. You know, what are we going to do? How are we going to handle this? I think first and foremost, there's a lot of compassion and sympathy for people right now. I think out of anything, even though obviously we have the obligation to the landlords, the tenants are people too. And more than ever right now, I think everybody needs a little compassion.
Yeah, and we're in this
totally
together.
This is uncharted territory. We've never been here before.
It is like a film. Like you don't, I'm sure everyone that's listening and anyone around can just, it doesn't feel real. I wake up every morning and like, I just can't believe that this is where we're at. And we're lucky in many ways so far in this whole coronavirus, global thing.
We
don't know. And we're, one thing that I think that Bob just said is that for our tenants, we're trying to have as much compassion for them as we possibly can through this.
Yeah.
With keeping the fact that these owners do have mortgage payments and expenses to maintain their property.
Absolutely.
So there is going to be a massive balancing act on property managers to figure out the next step going forward when rents become late, when, when you're putting vendors into units to do maintenance.
Right.
To keep units or keep, common areas clean. These are things that are way more important these days. And, I saw a work order come in like a week ago, and it was like about, a light that went out. And it's like that's something that we used to be able to have our vendors do for our tenants, fix lights. And now we're way more cautious of letting our vendors go in. In fact, we've put a temporary hold on all non-emergency maintenance in our office.
Yeah. So right now, the way that we're handling any kind of a maintenance request, it's basically it has to be on, a needed basis that would affect like either health and safety or anything that has to do with, an emergency such as water, electrical, or plumbing.
Exactly.
Some of the concerns that we have, obviously, with the run on toilet paper in the United States and in San Diego County and in the city of San Diego, which is where a lot of our properties are, based on the age of the pipes and things like that, there were people grabbing whatever toilet paper they could get. So we're expecting that there's going to be a lot of plumbing repairs coming out of this and things like that from things getting flushed down the toilet. So we're going to have to track all that and stay on top of that stuff. A lot of our tenants live in older buildings, and we have a lot of older buildings just across our inventory. And so, we're always recommending that they get septic-safe type toilet paper and things like that.
So, I don't know how many of our tenants actually do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, well, it's that's the ideal.
More than most, because we don't have a lot of those types of clog issues.
That's
true. You don't see them like I do. So from a standpoint of that, we actually don't have as many as you would think. There are, you know, those problems are out there, but they're not what you think. So, you know, these are going to be the weird things that are going to come up from this. You know, the other thing is, too, there's a lot of people at home. We have pulled back all of our CapEx right now. We're not doing any CapEx because, you know, we have a lot of people at home, and therefore, with the, you know, social distancing and all these other things, we don't want to be on the properties. From a standpoint of our vendors being on properties.
And we don't want to subject our tenants to that type of work constantly.
Right. So, you know, we've heard from a few tenants that, you know, they're showing symptoms. We have to keep it quiet within the buildings. You know, we can't, put any notices out that, you know, affect their their identification.
Yeah, obviously,
or, you know, would create any sort of, there's HEPA laws there. So, you know, so this is a very, very, you know, unique set of circumstances.
And it's taking, obviously, a worldwide toll. It's crazy to think that there is no place. Obviously, there are countries that haven't been affected by this, but we're watching, you know, China start to get better from it a little bit. They didn't report any new cases for the first time, but then we hear about Italy, and they've reported more deaths this morning or yesterday than ever.
So, question is, too, with, you know, with what is going on in China, so people are saying that maybe the information that's coming from China is not as credible as other countries. I think that if we're looking at it from a standpoint of comparison, I think that we have to expect that at some point we're going to be much like Italy, right?
Yeah.
That's what everyone's saying.
And that's going to be tough. And, you know, and this isolation period, the social distancing period, when you have tenants living in small apartments, studio apartments, and yes, you can still go outside. I think that's a recommendation that you should, while we still have the ability, like, go outside and take a breather. You can still walk outside. You can still go for a walk as long as you're practicing these social distancing. But it's a lot for someone, I think, for our species especially, to isolate from each other. We're so used to being in communities. We obviously build cities. Like, we're not used to being isolated from one another. And so I recommend, like, you know, FaceTiming with a friend or finding ways, because you can, you know, our tenants and us and everyone around us, you know, this is going to get,
it's going to get personal. It's going to get weird. There's going to be a lot, you know, I guess we're anticipating that most all of us will at some point, you know, contract this. So it's going to be a very interesting time. So back to the real estate aspect of it more than the other things, I think we're all, you know, going to feel some sort of pain out of this. But the most important thing is to know that from a property management standpoint, we are staying in front of the laws. We're staying in front of, you know, the different rent abatement options that have been requested from tenants, and what we're kind of thinking is the best way to handle them. We obviously know that eviction laws have been changed on not only a local level, but also on a county, state, and federal level. So these are all big changes to how things are going to operate. There's also the unknown, you know, what happens in the court system after this is over, if anything. So these are all things that we have to be, you know, very careful with,
and
you know,
also not forcing vacancy. I think that there was a webinar on BizNow, and I believe it's free, and I believe anyone can go and listen to it. I believe it's going to be posted today at some point. And the property managers on there were saying, you know, right now is not a time to force vacancy. And so there is a compassionate aspect of it. But with that compassion, you have to realize you're doing yourself a favor as well. Because, you know, vacancies right now are going to be very difficult to fill.
Yeah. So tenant retention is super important. It's our primary goal through this is to keep, you know, half of something is better than all of nothing.
Exactly.
And so the other thing is, we're taking it case by case from a standpoint of, you know, rather than going out and offering too much too soon, we are taking the approach of let the tenants come to us and explain to us, you know, what their situation is and speak with the owner and let the owner ultimately make that decision. In most cases, the tenants that have come to us early on have been in the hospitality and the service industry, such as restaurants and things like that.
Yeah.
Restaurants in San Diego right now have been decimated. I mean, anyone who was a server that was on the floor of a restaurant is now basically unemployed.
Yeah,
so
bartenders.
They're not making any tips. Yeah, bartenders, things like that. So those are that's just a huge hit to our local economy
and to a lot of our
tenants. Yeah.
Yeah, our local economy is, you know, we have a lot of hospitality here in San Diego.
We have a lot of tourist city and
those hotels. I mean, it's going to be a big subject of our population, and it's just, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm remembering this correctly, but I'm pretty sure I am. USD does an annual residential real estate conference, and every year they ask, when is the next recession?
Yeah.
And every year, one of the professors that runs it says, we should be fine this year, except if there is a war or a pandemic.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think he says pandemic every year a little bit jokingly.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're here.
Here we are.
So, you know, obviously it's a possibility, and obviously, it's, you know, no one could have predicted this.
Yeah.
But here we are, and it's serious. So
yeah.
I think it's just, you know, there are a lot of websites out there. Obviously, follow the CDC and WHO. But then NAIOP just released a coronavirus website. So you go to NAIOP, NAIOP.org, you can see they have a link to a special page where you can find information.
Yep. And keep up with all the latest updates. So if you're a real estate owner, again, we'll repeat that. It's N-A-I-O-P, NAIOP,
NAIOP.org. Let me double check that just to make sure.
I have it right here, actually.
It's NAIOP.org.
Yeah, NAIOP.org. So
NAIOP,
And it does have a great the information is phenomenal, actually. So, and there's a lot of industry resources for real estate people, real estate owners. So these are the things that, we're going to hear about not only on a local level, but on a national level as well. NAIOP is a national organization.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in all the major markets too. So they're seeing this firsthand.
Yeah.
You know, we know that right now, you know, there are a lot of sectors that have been hit by this. I mean, primarily, you know, retail, which was already on very unstable footing. We know that industrial is now starting to feel this a little bit because, you know, Amazon is scaling back their deliveries, things like that. So that's going to have an effect on industrial real estate. Hospitality real estate, you know, there are hotels that right now are on the verge of bankruptcy already that, you know, we're already kind of struggling. So that's happening as well. And then office, you know, office is going to feel this from companies that are closed and they just can't generate revenue. So,
well, and then if you think about like office space, and if this does become a bit of a normal where people are self-isolating and working from home more.
Yeah.
At what point do people not renew their office leases?
I know. And, you know, the other big thing that's going to be a major hit to the economy from an office standpoint is SoftBank, who was one of the underwriters of WeWork, has now pulled out of that deal. So that is going to create literally a economic catastrophe in the office world.
WeWork
from the standpoint
is going to be gone.
Yeah, WeWork is going to be gone, and that's going to create, you know, major, major ripple effects in office markets. WeWork has been one of the largest office tenants in many major markets. So shuttering those locations and handing those back to the landlords, this has massive implications. And so we're really trying to stay on top of this. We don't want it to be doom and gloom. We do think that there's going to be a silver lining, and that is that, you know, things are looking fairly stable for the multifamily world and for, you know, residential real estate. You know, we are at an all-time low for inventory. Even though we have some new inventory on the market, a lot of it has been soaked up. We still have, you know, nationally and locally and in California, we have all-time low vacancy rates. So as the dust settles on this, I don't think it's going to be a huge hit for the residential type real estate,
right,
the real estate where people live. More than ever, people are going to need a place to live. So I'm hoping that they're going to do whatever they can to, you know, pay rent and to continue to stay current. Obviously, there's going to be economic impact, but hopefully it can be minimalized just because of the sector that we're in. I do think that commercial real estate is going to get hit harder than anyone anticipates, only because there is going to be a pretty big hit to the restaurant and retail world from this.
Yeah, and that's a,
it's going to be real.
Yeah.
You know, I have,
this is going to take a long time to this is going to take some time to recover from. There is an end in sight.
Yeah.
Good news, right?
Yeah.
We're not going to be in this pandemic for the rest of eternity. But we don't know when that is.
Right.
And no one does. And you know, we don't really know the effects of this. And so it's all coming out, and there's luckily there are plenty of places you can get your news from. I like the Real Estate News a little bit better sometimes.
Yeah, it's a little more business oriented. It's not quite as, you know, politically slanted or anything else.
Yeah,
and
so there's
not as much personal attacking going on.
And there's BizNow, and obviously there's plenty of other places. So
yeah.
I guess we'll just keep you posted for right now.
Yeah, we're going to stay in front of this. We're going to stay on top of it. You know, right now we're living kind of day by day on the information that comes out, much like I'm sure all of our listeners. I think the most important thing right now is to keep in mind that, you know, we're all in this together. This is an unbelievably weird and uncharted place that any of us have ever been. So.
Right.
We will keep obviously on top of the major real estate changes. If there's any relief to landlords, owners, or if there's an outlet for tenants, we definitely are following that. You know, there are some unemployment things that are coming out for the state that I think will help with some of these hospitality people to at least stay in place. I also think that, in most cases, a lot of our larger landlords are, you know, they're sympathetic to what's going on here, and they know that, like you said, it's not a time to force vacancy. If we can keep things together, that's our goal. And, you know, we're going to be vigilant with expenses and keep expenses down and keep things running smoothly. So if you have any questions, if you need anything, you know, again, go to naop.org. Go to the County of San Diego.
Right.
It has excellent information in there right now. Obviously, the state of California has resources for economic recovery for landlords and tenants. They're starting to work on that. We're hearing more about that. So, and we'll keep you posted as news develops. We'll probably be on this topic for, you know, the next, you know, foreseeable couple of weeks. So hopefully we're getting new information and we keep everyone informed and keep it fresh. Again, if you need anything from us, please reach out to us. And thanks for listening today. This has been the Southern California Real Estate Report.